So we're going to talk a little bit about tax considerations for activities abroad, which I would imagine everybody in this room has some type of activity that's happening outside the borders of the U.S. and are probably grappling with the many challenges of the nature of those activities, as many other schools are. And we have a lot of slides to go through, but we're going to try to touch on all of them, but we're going to keep this moving pretty quickly to keep everybody on their toes. And would also just ask that, or feel free to ask any questions that you have as we go along. We're not really going to leave a lot of time at the end to do that, so we kind of plan that we would have folks ask questions as we go along. So please feel free to raise your hands at any time. So since my esteemed panelists have already been introduced, I'm going to hand it over to Julia. Oops. I should.
It's just as Ed mentioned, we put the little comic jokes at the beginning to give you a chuckle. You know, the next thing that we want to do, I would just like to know how many people know you have people working abroad? Okay. How many people think you have people working abroad but aren't really sure? Okay, so it sounds like most of the people who do have people working abroad know about it, which I'm finding, you know, I've been doing this in universities for 8 years, and when I asked that question, you know, 7 years ago, the answer was we don't know. Thanks, Kelly. You know, we really don't know whether we have people abroad, and we certainly don't know where they are. And of those people who, the schools that have people abroad, do you have some sort of a focused tax group or working group that deals with the issues?